Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brett Clay is here, too. Brett's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of Change Leadership Group. He recently got his PhD in human development. We kind of hung out with him while that was going on. That was an ordeal that he pulled through. Getting that terminal degree is a gauntlet, no question about it. He's the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets of Growing Sales by Leading Change, and he's our good friend, Brett Clay. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. So you've been thinking about delegating recently. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, I want to tell you a little story here that really instigated my desire to talk about this today. My son was an elite soccer player, and for some unknown reason, the cartilage in his knee tore off. So we ended up talking to 5 orthopedic doctors, and 3 more were involved from the insurance company. Of those 8 doctors, they prescribed 6 different treatments. Now, we tend to regard doctors as infallible experts, right? So how can these experts all have that different views? Somebody's got to be wrong.
Right.
In fact, one doctor commented that another doctor's recommendation was stupid. So this situation was a stark reminder to me that we can't just blindly depend on other people to tell us what is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If we talk to only one person, we're just getting one arbitrary truth. It's the same as rolling a dice. If I hadn't gone to a second opinion and a third opinion and a fourth opinion, I would have just arbitrarily have taken the opinion of the first person we talked to.
Well, there's no question about it. You've got to, especially in that world, and you're your child, you've got to use that. But how to connect delegating to this?
Well, when you're delegating, how do you know what you're getting? The person you're talking to is giving you the best information.
Well,
think about all the roles in your life.
That's where you have to roll your own experience, your own knowledge into that, and make a decision. But you're right. You have to count on people to give you good advice, but you also have to be a discerning consumer of that advice, don't you?
Exactly. So that's my key message to people in the audience today. Is that often we take the information we're giving for granted, and we think, oh, we're too busy to dig into this. I'll just trust that person and go with it. But we got to be careful. The truth is that we know very little. Each one of us, we think we know a lot. We think we know the best that we can, but in truth, we actually know very little. So. If we have some healthy skepticism, I think it's going to we will benefit a lot.
So that makes complete sense if you're talking about the medical world because as you say, I mean, I've been through this with doctors too, and it's the same thing with a lot of different groups. But if it's your own organization, you know, you're working with these people every day, aren't you? And you've hired them, you've got them, you brought them on board so you could delegate to them. Do you apply the same kind of skepticism to them as you do to the other parts of your life?
Well, consider this. If you think about all the roles in your life that are filled by one person, like you said, in your organization, how many executive assistants do you have? How many accountants? How many attorneys?
Mm-hmm.
How many spouses? You have. In each case, your life is being guided by one arbitrary view. But if you ask the second person, you'd likely get a completely different opinion, even about the simplest, seemingly non-debatable thing. So if you take anything in your life that you're delegating, you ask 2 other similarly qualified people about it, you're likely to get a dramatically better idea or outcome from one of the other two.
Right. So how do you manage all that? How do you deal with all that?
Well, I actually have a list of do's and don'ts for it, if you want if you'd like to hear.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So the first don't is don't let yourself get away with the excuse that you're too busy to know what the other people are telling you.
So that's what you're talking about. There is the leash, isn't it? And this is a really important part of delegating, I think, Brett. And that is that when you delegate, you know, I've been harping on this thing about getting over perfection and seeking excellence. But as we release, as we release our capability to other people, we ask them to be a lever for us beyond our own grasp. We do put them on a certain length of leash, don't we? And the depending on how they perform over the next decision or two or three will depend on whether we give them more or less leash or how quickly we jerk the leash back, right?
Well said, Jim. This is exactly the fulcrum here, the critical issue. We release some of our brain to them. We expect them to be part of our brain. And how do we know that we're doing that right? And it's always a dilemma. We cannot scale if we don't. But when we do, we should assume that they're fallible and that we can't just give them an infinite leash, that we have to have some knowledge into what they're telling us. So it's definitely a dilemma. There's no question.
Well, this is what leadership is all about. This is what CEOs have to do. You know, a good CEO says they don't manage projects, they manage people. And those people have been given responsibility that once upon a time you did all those jobs. And now they're doing them for you, and you have to accept that, number one, they're not perfect. They're not going to be perfect, not like you. You and I are perfect, Brett, when we do it. But they're not, and you got to assume that they're going to mess up one of these days. And that's when you have to get comfortable with saying, what did we learn? What do you think about that?
That learning and fail fast and learning is absolutely a critical part of life. And as they say, it's not that you fall down. It's how quickly you get back up and you move forward.
Brett's got some more do's and don'ts on delegating, and we're going to go over those after the break. His book is called Selling Change. He and I will be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.